Larry, it's my understanding the Post has decided to pick a permanent residence in Salisbury, whereas before it was in Keytesville. Tell me a little bit about why you decided to move the Post from Keytesville to Salisbury.
Well, our Keytesville Post is way out in the country, and in the wintertime or in bad weather, we can't make it in and out.
And so what does it take to move a post to a different location?
Just move. We still have both posts at this time. We have our fundraiser at the Keytesville Post, so we're going to be using both of them.
How many members do you currently have?
Over 50.
Do you plan on adding to your membership? Do you hope more people will come to the Salisbury Post and it would allow you to grow?
Yes, we welcome all members. We need veterans to join us.
Would you say a majority of your members are from the Vietnam era or Korea or even World War II?
We have a few members now from World War II. You know, they're getting few and far between. But we have a lot of Korean War veterans and Vietnam veterans and Desert Storm and the wars that's going on now.
From some of the veterans I've spoken with, they find comfort in a VFW because they have people they can talk to, and especially the different conflicts, they have somebody that knew exactly what they went through. Would you say that applies to your post as well?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We have the VA hospital that has counseling for veterans that's having, post-traumatic stress or problems like that.
What does a VFW post do?
Well, we're the Veterans of Foreign War, and we help our veterans get their benefits and disabilities if they need them. We go to area nursing homes at Christmas time and give out candy and fruit to the occupants. And we have 12 meetings a year to discuss donations. We're nonprofits, so we give all of our money away. We help people that are very needy. We also have the Voice of Democracy, where we have kids in our schools write essays, and they are given prizes for the best essay. And we help veterans' families that are in distress.
And now you've asked some of them to just kind of give a contribution. What would it take for the Salisbury Post to be up and running, and what are some of the features of it?
Well, we need to put a roof on it, and we need to do some remodeling on the inside. It wouldn't cost all that much money.
And now I want to talk about the features of this building. What are some things that this building will afford you the opportunity to do?
Well, our service officer it'll be more convenient for him to interview veterans and tell them about their benefits. And we have central heating and air here, which will be a whole lot better.
And now you have a kitchen area. Will you have some fundraisers in the Salisbury Post?
We plan on having some fundraisers. We do have a kitchen area, and our equipment, our deep fryers and all that we have, you know, for our benefits, it's a place to house all those.
How is the square footage different from where you were meeting? I know you had different places where you would try to find each month. How is it different?
We use restaurants when we couldn't get in at local restaurants, and our meetings are supposed to be closed. So this is going to benefit us because we can have our meetings here with no problem.
And what would be, I guess, a price point? How much money do you have to raise to get the post up and running?
Well, we don't really have to raise any money. It was the post was donated, and we had a vote and accepted it. So now, like I say, we have a place to meet.
So just maybe a new roof, maybe some little minor things around here and there?
Yes.
And if somebody wants to join, how do they go about doing that?
Well, you can call me, Commander, at 660-676-5601. And with your DD-214, we can sign you up.
And you're having a fundraiser coming up on Saturday. Can you tell me a little bit about that event?
Yes, we're going to have a chicken dinner. We're going to have a 50-50 drawing. We have a gun and a quilt we're raffling off. And we've went to area businesses and got donations. And our auctioneer, Ben Einman, will be auctioning them off.
Tell me the time, the place, and all those specific details that people need to know.
Well, we'll be out at the old post in Keytesville. And we're going to start about 10 o'clock.
And for those that may not know, what's kind of the difference between, in terms of mileage or minutes, between Keytesville and Salisbury posts?
I think there's only about 5 or 6 miles apart. So, you know, it's not going to be that much harder for people to come to Salisbury.
Larry, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, I forgot to say that there's going to be dogs. People bring their dogs to trade and buy, and Ben's going to even auction some of them off.
Real animal dogs?
Yes, real animals, yes, dogs.
All right.